Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9:37, 23 till 10. We got our technical issues resolved. Dr. Judy Ho, our guest, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Dr. Judy, I wanted to talk about this because I know it affects a lot of people. It affected me, and I don't know that I was able to talk about it until now, and I hope I can. And that's grieving over the loss of a pet. I had a dog that I think was my canine soulmate, Betsy the Boxer, that was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. It was a surprise, and last March, she had to be put to sleep, and I'm still hurting. I know a lot of people that have reached out to me after hearing about Betsy because she was kind of like a member of the WWL family, expressed surprise and grief and so forth. And I know a lot of people struggle with that. And it seems silly because it's an animal, but talk about that if you will.
Oh, absolutely. And Tommy, I'm so sorry for your loss. Betsy's a family member and, like you said, a soulmate. And I think anybody who has owned a pet, who has had a pet in the family, knows a little bit of what you're talking about. And it's because there's that really pure emotional connection that you have with an animal. There's been some research that shows why the animal bonding is so strong with humans. And part of it is because animals are just pure emotion, meaning they don't have baggage the way that humans do. And whatever they express, whether sometimes it's sadness or happiness, it's just that pure emotion. And so it makes it really easy for humans to connect with them no matter what you've been through. You know, some people will say, well, maybe I've been through too much and I can't even love a pet. But that's not true because pets don't abandon you. Pets don't have, you know, shades of their emotion. They really just exude whatever pure emotion it is that they're feeling. Not that they never have negative emotions, obviously. You know, they sometimes do, but it is just so pure. And that is part of what makes that bond so strong.
So what would you say to somebody that has lost a pet and is grieving and is struggling with it?
Well, first, I would say you gotta be easy on yourself. I think sometimes people will say things, they'll qualify what they're going through by saying, oh, it's just a pet, right? Why am I having such a hard time with it? They may say that out loud or they may say that to themselves. I remember I've had all different kinds of pets, but I remember the last pets that died were two guinea pigs and they were only a year and a half old. And I really grieved over them and I actually judged myself for it. I remember I was at the veterinary hospital and they had to be put down and I said, well, I don't know why I'm crying about this. You know, I was very, very emotional and luckily the veterinarians just, you know, reminded me it's okay. You know, they're your family members. It doesn't matter what kind of pet they are. It doesn't matter how long you've had them. And so just give yourself a little grace, be easy on yourself. And really just understand that it is like grieving any other loved one, whether that's a human person or a pet. So give yourself the same kind of grace that you would if it was a human being. And also understand that grief is not just something that is linear, meaning that with time, it gets easier. That's a real myth of grief. You know, we used to talk about these five stages of grief, which, of course, was revolutionary. But it's not that you go through the stages and all of a sudden you're all done. Okay, I've gotten to the last stage and I'll never grieve again. Nope, I see grief as almost a circular process. And sometimes years down the line, you're still going to have that same unadulterated emotion towards that loss. It could be 10 years from now and you can still be crying about that pet and still having emotions about that pet. And that is all very normal. So just understand that that doesn't mean that you're not making progress. And for me, when I have that emotionality, I just remember how much I love this pet, you know, and that's also something to embrace and say, wow, this pet, this animal had a real profound impact on my life.
Has there been any research that shows it's different than grieving over a fellow human being?
You know, it's really interesting. There has been some research, not a lot, about how we grieve pets versus how we grieve human beings. And the research largely shows that it's very similar. And again, it's because we have that emotional connection, just like we would to a human being, to an animal who grew up in our household, who lived with us, you know, who went through our day-to-day with us, who saw us at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, and everything in between. So the limited research shows that a lot of the human emotions and even how long grief takes and how people talk about their grief when they're speaking about losing an animal versus a loved one that's a human being, it's all the same. We use the same vocabulary. It takes the same amount of time. And people have the same types of reactions. So sometimes with grief, people will isolate. You know, they don't want to talk about it. They'll try to avoid talking about it. Sometimes they'll go away from their community for a time. And we see that also when people grieve their pets, that there is sometimes that type of a behavior or reaction. Of course, that makes it harder because then it makes us feel lonelier. And one thing about grieving pets is that because there sometimes it's that self-judgment, well, it's just an animal, why can't I get over this? That actually makes it much harder for people to openly talk about it, which is why I think it's so great that we're talking about it now. It's just as important as losing a human being for most people who have ever experienced having a pet in their life.
Somebody texted in and said they grieved more over the loss of a cat than they did their parents, and they feel guilty about that.
That's really interesting. And again, I think this just speaks to that self-judgment I was talking about earlier. You know, well, how come I have a stronger reaction to losing my pet than maybe a human loved one? And I don't think people should judge, you know, and I also think that there's another aspect of this that I mentioned earlier, which is that your emotional connection with your pet is a pure emotion. It isn't all wrapped up in any issues or any kind of baggage that you might have had in your relationship with someone. And, you know, we love our parents, but almost everybody would say, yeah, you know, we've been through some difficult times with our parents, or maybe our parents weren't the best parents, or maybe our relationship has been rocky. Well, it's not like that with pets. And so it doesn't surprise me that sometimes people will have a stronger reaction to grieving their pets compared to human loved ones, because there's some ambiguity and sometimes some ambivalence there, no matter how much you love humans, because of the complexity of those relationships.
Somebody texted in, they have a friend that just lost a dog, and the friend is hurting and they don't know what to say to them. What do you say?
I think you say the same types of things that you might say when somebody loses a human being. And I think one of the things that we sometimes try to do to be helpful, but actually invalidate somebody's grieving experience, is to try to say some kind of nicety that probably is intellectually true, but it's not really helpful in the moment. Like, oh, well, at least they've had a long life. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, well, at least they were with you at the moment of death, and that's lovely for them. You know, sometimes all you really need to say is, I'm so sorry to hear that. That loss must be so hard. Just acknowledge what they're feeling instead of having to say something to try to make it better. And then just say, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to help? I think that is a much better way to respond in many ways because then you're not saying, hey, let's sweep this under the rug. Let's see the positive in this, because sometimes you're not ready to see the positive. You know the positive. You just need your time to grieve and to feel those emotions. And by saying those things about validating someone and about extending yourself for help, I think that's a much better way to allow people to go through their process.
Somebody else texted in, do you mention it? Do you ignore it because they don't want to make the person upset when they talk to them, but yet they don't want to ignore it either? How do you handle that?
Well, you know, I think sometimes when we don't want to talk about it, it might actually be about our own uncomfortability with negative emotions and not really knowing how to handle it. So that might be a little bit because we are uncomfortable with it. So I think that it's worse when you don't acknowledge it. I think it's better if you acknowledge it and then you let the person take the lead. They may not want to talk about it, but you've acknowledged it and you can move on. So you can say, I'm really sorry to hear about, you know, losing your pet. And you can just say that and just wait to see what they say. They'll either say, yeah, thanks. And then they might move on to something else, or they'll say, yeah, thanks. And then they might say something that shows they want to talk about it and then just talk about it for as long as they want to. So let the person who just experienced the loss take the lead, but definitely mention it and acknowledge that it happened and just say you're sorry to hear that. You don't have to say anything else beyond that. And again, just open the floor for them to do with that information how they'd like to do it.
Somebody else texted, and it's kind of long text, and I'll get through it, but basically I think what they're saying is, and I don't know if you should say this when you comfort somebody about losing a human, that they're in a better place now. The problem is there, what this person is saying text-wise, according to their religious beliefs, they don't think there's a pet heaven, or however you want to say it, so...
Yeah.
And I guess also I would ask from my own experience, you think like with humans, well, maybe I'll see him again, but with this strange religion that I've cobbled together, Dr. Judy, which would make an interesting book, by the way. If you're looking to write another book, I should share my religious beliefs with you. Because I took a little bit from this one, a little bit of that one, a little bit over here, cobbled this in and added a little bit of my own. But anyway, so you think like you're going to see people, if you do believe in an afterlife, you think you're going to be reunited with your loved ones, but maybe that same... analogy doesn't carry forth, or that same thing doesn't carry forth those thoughts with pets. So how do you deal with all of that?
Yes, it's tough. You know, I think we all want to comfort ourselves in some ways and say, well, maybe there is such a better place, such as a puppy heaven or a pet heaven, and maybe that doesn't really exist in our worldview. But I would say this, you know, even if you don't necessarily think about yourself as a spiritual person or have those types of spiritual beliefs, what we know about the physical world is literally a small slice of what is actually going on. Mm-hmm. And there is something to the metaphysical where, you know, essentially you will still have a relationship with your pet even after they have left this earth, whatever that means to you. And what I mean by that is people will tell me, I had a dream about my pet yesterday, and it was as if they were still living with me and we were having fun. And to me, that felt a little bit like just a way for me to continue to experience my relationship with my pet, even if it was in a dream. And I think that we can really cherish what that means, which is that memories is really everything. And if you choose to really consciously recollect your relationship with your pet, that in a way is your pet still living with you. That pet's memory is never going to be erased. And the more that we cherish those memories and talk about them and share them with others, or even journal about them, or just reflect upon them on our own time, or if you're so lucky where your pet visits you in a dream, then you will keep that pet's memory and their existence and their relationship to you alive in some way.
One quick text before we let you go, because I know Luca's probably tugging at you. He's ready to say his first word, which no doubt will be either Tucker or Tommy or something like that. But somebody's struggling with a pet that they've had for a long time. They know the pet has no quality of life, and they have to make the decision as to whether or not to put it to sleep, and they're having a hard time. What would you tell somebody in that situation?
I think it's really, really difficult to make those decisions, but they know best. You know, they're the ones who have been living with this pet. And whenever they are ready to do that, I think it is important to acknowledge that you are really doing the best that you can, whatever decision you're making, to make sure that that pet has the best experience possible in whatever time of life they have left. No one should question your decisions, and you shouldn't have to justify it to anyone. And if you need a little bit more time to grieve and prepare, then take a little bit more time. There is no rush. Just make sure that when you do make that decision, that you really give yourself a little time and a little gentleness about the fact that you are doing the very, very best as a pet parent, just like we would as human parents. You're doing the best that you can, and just lean into support with others who might understand what you're going through, perhaps friends and family members who have also done this, gone through this process, so that you don't feel alone.
This is an interesting text I'll sneak in real quick. Can meds help you get to a point where you can't handle any more loss?
Yeah, you know, grief is a universal stressor for every single human being, and I understand what that feels like. You know, sometimes you just feel like, I can't take that anymore. But it is just part of us living. Is the longer we live, the more we're going to have to deal with that grief. So don't be afraid of grief. I try to think about grief, as hard as it gets sometimes, as a way to remember how strongly you felt for that individual or that pet that you were grieving. And that is a really positive sentiment and a positive memory. It just shows how strong that relationship is. So don't be afraid of it, and just lean in for support. People have gone through grief in our entire existence, and it can be hard, but it is also one of those very few universal things that every single human goes through, and people will understand and will help you.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Judy. A pleasure as always. And let me know when Lucas says Tommy. What do you think it'll be, Tommy or Tucker, if you had to guess?
You know, I think it's going to be Tommy, because he hears me say Tommy a lot.
Okay.
So that's going to be the thing. But, you know, we can mix in Tucker in there.
No, 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 no. Tommy's good. Tommy's good. Tommy's fine. I'm sure your husband's going to love that. Thanks, Dr. Judy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, you too. Somebody texted and said, after I had to put my dog Charlie down, it was extremely painful. That was about 6 years ago. As much as I love dogs, I couldn't handle putting myself through that again. And I am right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.